This is episode number 85 of the Next Gen Radio Podcast. I am your host, Mike Ercolano, and today I will be joined by Kelly Krause, where we have a discussion all about sugar and how the effects of sugar has on your body. Considering that it's October and it's Halloween, you could find candy everywhere from the aisles of your supermarket, probably to inside your own cabinets at home. And if you got kids at the end of this month, they'll be bringing home bags full of candy after they get done trick-or-treating. So we wanted to take the next couple episodes and dedicate them solely to the topic of sugar and how sugar affects your body. If this is a topic that you find interesting or you think somebody else will find interesting or learn from, if you could please do us a favor and just share the show with them. Our goal and our mission is to help as many people as we can through the show. And hopefully, if you know someone who will benefit from it, you can help us share and accomplish our mission. So I guess without further ado, this is episode 85 of the Next Gen Radio Podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. None of you people can tell me to stop. Lower the lights down, hand over my crown, hand over my heart. I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop. Turning the track up, I'll never go back down. Hand over my heart, I do this for my town.
It's October, talking about sugar.
That's right. That's right.
Halloween's coming up, which means everybody's going to be loading up their shopping carts, probably starting now, right? Oh, I'll grab a bag now so I have it for Halloween.
Absolutely. It's everywhere already. Actually, not to sidetrack this, but I just went into Lowe's this morning and they have Christmas everywhere.
Like Christmas
decorations everywhere.
Like Christmas trees and blow-ups and stuff?
Yeah, and they had like a white Santa and a black Santa next to each other. Like, yeah, it's like on display. Yeah, like huge.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny. It was just funny to see. I was like, oh, Lowe's is going woke too. You know, just, not that I really care. I should have like, you know, a bazillion different Santas if they want.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm just like, wait a second. It's like we're recording the show. It's October 7th. And I'm like,
yeah,
they're really now like pushing the envelope. Like pretty soon we're going to be having like Christmas out during like July, like July 4th.
Like Christmas in July is going to be a real thing.
Yeah. And that's going to be there all the way through. It's crazy.
BJ's has their Halloween blow ups on one side of an aisle and then Christmas trees on the other side of the aisle. Hmm. And that was October 1st. So it's like they just can't help themselves. They're too excited.
I guess. Oh, and they probably make a ton of money off of it or else, you know people probably start buying this shit pretty early. But anyway, back to our topic.
I thought Halloween you were going to tell me that Lowe's was selling Halloween candy. I thought that's
what they got a cut of Halloween candy.
At Lowe's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Like right before their lawn and garden center. That's like where all their decorations are.
Yeah.
So, like they have like, so across from the, interracial Santa friends, there's a whole bunch of aisles of like Halloween decorations, and in front of them there's like big bags of candy.
I
didn't investigate too much, but it's like the bigger like the size you would get like BJ's with like all the different
like the 100 piece ones.
That's what it looks like. So yeah, Lowe's got it all.
You can't even go shop for 2x4s without being tempted to buy candy and sugar.
That's right. That's why the show is even more important. And the next couple shows coming up are going to be important because, with candy being everywhere in October, it was being Halloween. And you and one of our staff members, Deb, are going to be doing a little bit an experiment coming up. I don't want to give away too much because we will be doing a whole show on what the experiment's going to be. And but you will be using glucose monitors. Both of you will be using glucose monitors and be running a couple different tests. And so that's why we wanted to talk about, you know, sugar in general and just kind of give the facts and give the basics about sugar today before we jump into the rest of the next couple of shows, and you guys get to test some things on your own bodies.
Absolutely. It's fun. It's exciting. You know, that being said, when you talk about sugar, 75% of our foods that we eat do have sugar in them, whether it's a natural sugar or added sugar or both. And I think that, you know, we all associate terms of sugar with obesity and high blood pressure and things like that. But, you know, it also builds fat around your organs and it crushes your liver. And then once it goes through your liver and gets stored in your muscles, then it gets stored as fat. So if you're not like conscious of what you're eating, like, listen, I like sugar. I'll eat a donut. You know, everything I eat, I look at protein first and then I look at sugar on the ingredients just to see, you know, kind of where it's at. But you can really very quickly overload on sugar without really even meaning to. Like if you drink a soda, you're pretty much done for the day, you know? Yeah. When you have sugar, especially if you don't eat sugar that much, like I'll drink a soda every once in a while if I'm feeling draggy and I don't feel like having a cup of coffee, but I want to clean the house. Like it gives a soda will give me that nice, like burst of energy, which it's awesome, you know, but I try to put it to good use. Yeah.
Do you have a crash then afterwards? Like, do you go from like vacuuming, like everything to sleeping on the couch?
No, I'm not in that, you know, I feel like a little tired, but it's not like I'm knocked out on the couch. But I do appreciate the buzz from it. I have to say, because I don't drink soda that much, I do feel it. And it, you know, it hits you pretty good.
Well, that's interesting. We'll get you high off of Coca-Cola.
Well, there you go.
But like you said, not to interrupt you, but I want to just talk about a point that you said before is that, you know, you could very easily add up sugar throughout the foods you eat and this, you know, the drinks you drink, because there's a lot of sugar that's added into the foods that we have and a lot of added sugar in the drinks that we have. So, you know, sugar, you know, in its, you know, specific, I guess, form or whatever, technically is not that bad for you if you can monitor and make sure you're you know, staying within your boundaries. But there are a lot of hidden sugars that are in the foods that we eat every day that you wouldn't even know.
Right. Yeah, even by looking, I'm going to read you a list here of sugar and other names. Okay. So corn sweetener, ethanol, maltol, I don't know. Corn syrup, dextrose, fructose, fruit juice concentrates, glucose, high fructose corn syrup, invert sugar, lactose, maltose, malt syrup, raw sugar, sucrose, sugar syrup, Florida crystals. I've never heard of that. That almost sounds like a drug.
It does.
You could buy.
Gotta get it on the corner.
Right? Cane sugar, evaporated cane juice, corn syrup solids, malt syrup, barley malts, agave nectar, rice syrup, caramel, muscovado, molasses, and carob syrup. So all those names, when you read ingredients, if you're not kind of tuned into hidden names of sugar, you might see sugar, you know, basic sugar in there, brown sugar or brown sugar syrup, but all those other names are usually kind of put in your ingredients list somewhere. As added sugar. So you just don't know. You just don't know that's there.
Right. Right. You know, and that's the danger. And I think it was, I think it was early 20th century or so, later on 20th century, where it really started to become a major thing for these food companies to put sugars into their foods. It's been like a concerted effort to do that since then. Like it's a significant increase, and you could see from when that started to you know, if you watch the health trends throughout since they started adding sugar in pretty much everything that's not like naturally grown, you could see the obesity curve, you could see the diabetes curve, you could see everything pretty much just stay on trend with that.
Yeah. It was funny. I was listening to a podcast about how one cereal company tried to go sugarless with their cereal and they failed because they need the sugar to maintain the consistency of like, say the flake or the Cheerio or whatever. Otherwise it kind of just like dissolved in the milk. So it was like disgusting. So if you think about it, like if you think about cereal in specific, you think about the actual like O's or Honey Nut Cheerios or Cheer. Everything has a sugar coating to it, cereal wise.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I mean, Jimmy eats, he eats frosted mini wheats. That's his like breakfast for the day.
Mm-hmm.
He likes
mm-hmm.
those little guys. There's now there's 12 grams of sugar in there, but other than per that, I can't, huh?
Per half a cup.
Yeah, right. Like, which we're no, we're not eating our serving size of cereal, right?
Right.
Right.
But so you have probably what, like a cup is, even a cup is probably like a.
Yeah. A frosted mini wheat, that's like 12. Right. You know?
So that there's 24 grams of sugar right there. Right.
There you go. Yeah.
Without even realizing it.
Right. And it's funny because like just as easily as I said that there's 12 grams of sugar in the cereal that he's eating, nobody eats a portion size of cereal.
Right.
You know, like I love those Magic Spoon cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, this is, I feel like I invented something new, but I didn't. But you know how I love my mason jars.
Yeah.
So I started portioning out servings of my cereal in there. So really all I have to do in the morning is add milk to it. So when you put, smart. And I call it cereal in a jar again, like mm-hmm. I invented something, mm-hmm. But it's so much when you see what a serving size in a jar, it's really not bad. It's really doable. But if you do it, if I put that little half a cup or whatever, 3/4 of a cup in a bowl, you're right. Like, where's my breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's all about, like they talk about eating your food on a smaller dinner plate versus a larger one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference there. You know,
it's a lot of perception.
Thing. Yeah, absolutely. But you brought up a good point about serving sizes. Nobody ever pays attention to that either.
Not especially when it comes to like cereal, you know, but the thing with sugar is that it's also very addictive. So you want more of it. The more you eat it, the more you want it. So even if you are conscious of your portion size, you know, it's very tough to stay within those portions, you know, like, and I'll give you a personal example. There's may or may not be Oreos in the cabinet all the time here.
Are they double stuff?
And, well, I like the double stuff. Vicky likes the thin ones, but now they have thin double stuff. So that's what we have in the cabinet right now.
They have thin double stuffed?
Yeah, it's kind of oxymoron, right? It's kind of weird.
Well, you know, no, but so that means the Oreo itself is thin, but you have mm-hmm. twice as much of goop in the middle.
As right? Then the twice as much as the regular thin. So it's still not as much as like a regular Oreo. But a serving size is 3 cookies.
Okay.
And that's 12 grams of sugar. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know how easy it is to just crush way more than 3 of those little cookies. You know, absolutely. So there's no way I'm eating just 3. There's no way. Like if I, you know, cause at least those, cause they're very, like, I just like pop them right now, you know, but like very, it could easily, so I got to make sure that there aren't any, cause then I'll go overboard with them. Or I just, you know, say screw it and I have as many as I want. But that's, you know, in reality, like most of the foods around that, you know, you see the sugar count, you say, oh, 12 grams, it's not bad. But you're not looking at that serving size, right?
Right.
Serving size is where, you know, because, you know, 5-6 cookies are easily eat, and it's 24 grams of sugar. A cup of Wheaties or whatever, you know, is 24 grams of sugar. That's, you know, almost a can of soda. And now you hit your day, your daily
in one sitting.
You know, needs in one sitting. So,
on topic or kind of, or off topic kind of, do you drink milk with your Oreos?
Yes, usually.
Like, because I can't imagine popping an Oreo in my mouth. Like, I have to submerge it.
Dunk it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I definitely like dunking it, but if I'm being lazy, the thin ones are, you can just pop them in.
Yeah. Interesting.
The little guys. I'm not, you know, popping a double stuffed one bite.
Did you right now? Let me want to talk about it. Disgusting. Have you seen the mega stuff? I don't know if they're out all the time, for like a special thing. Like, I don't know. That's gross. There's no way.
At what point do you stop? Like, just have a sandwich then?
Right. You might as well.
Oreo sandwich.
But look how they took a basic Oreo cookie that was like around before our grandparents were here, and look how many varieties they have of it. And let's talk about all the artificial flavors, because now they have mint, they have strawberry, they have vanilla, you know, like they have all these different, talk about all the other shit that's going in there on top of just the amount of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, you know, sugar is sugar, but you know, when you're in my book, obviously you want to go for more of the natural sugars, like the fruits and things like that, when you're feeling that, you're feeling that pull for sugar. But again,
right. And also, so, I mean, I guess we should kind of define what sugar is, that there were like another 15 minutes in this conversation. But you know, sugar is a carbohydrate, right? And there's a couple different types of sugar, but what we're really talking about are simple sugars. And simple sugars are the refined sugars, even sugars like fructose that's found in fruit, that's a simple sugar, that's a single bond sugar. So the way your body digests those are much different than a complex carbohydrate, which is still technically, there's still sugar, right? It still breaks down in your body the same way as a simple sugar, except that the digestion process for the complex carbohydrate or complex sugar is different, and you get a different response, a slower response with your insulin levels. You get a slower digestion than with the simple sugar, which is, like I said, the fructose, the sucrose, the whole list that you started the show off with. Everything on that list is pretty much a simple sugar. Now, you know, the way your body digests those or processes them, like you explained before, you know, creates a lot of havoc in your liver, but it also, you know, it affects your insulin levels quickly, right? So they'll spike up fast and then they'll drop fast, right? And that's that high, that sugar high you were talking about earlier, about when you're drinking a Coca-Cola, right? Which you don't necessarily get if you have a more complex carbohydrate or a more complex food system. So like you just said that you want to reach for that fruit, right? If you have that sugar craving. Now, technically that fructose in the fruit is going to have that same response in your body as the refined white sugar in terms of, you know, the blood sugar spike and everything we just talked about. But the fiber in the fruit, the, you know, all the other health benefits in that piece of
minerals
fruit,
and vitamins,
right? They will help. Well, not only will it lessen that spike, that blood sugar spike, but those also have obviously benefits for you. So that's one of the big reasons why, if you are craving sugar, to go for that piece of fruit. Because I don't know about you, but I've never sat down and ate 6 or 7 apples in a row. You know, like, but I could eat 6 or 7 Oreos, right? And there's, you know, so like, there's obvious differences between that natural sugar, like fructose, and, you know, white refined sugar. However, when we're talking about technically what it does to your body, 1 gram of sugar is 1 gram of sugar, and your body's going to respond that way if it's a simple sugar.
Another point you just brought up with the whole 1 gram thing, because this is like my biggest, whenever I talk to anybody about sugar, is just to keep in mind that 4 grams of sugar equals 1 tablespoon. So it kind of gives you a visual if you're looking at an ingredients package. Like my kids will say something, I'll be like, well, there's 12 grams of sugar in there. So in those, let's just say 3 cookies. Now I want you to imagining eating 3 teaspoons of sugar.
Right.
Like, just to kind of give a visual, that was something that just really stuck out to me when I was learning nutrition. When they put it like that, it was like, holy shit, that's a ton of sugar. That's a ton of sugar. And when you start kind of thinking it, and when you read packages and you look at it in that way, then maybe you would eat half the candy bar or half the soda or whatever it may be. I just think that's a very important thing to point out about sugar.
It's a good kind of visual aid to keep, right? Because that is a lot. If you think about taking 3 big, like heaping tablespoons of, like, out of the sugar bag and just like eating that.
Right. Just eat it. Just eat it.
Put it in like water and drink it. That's pretty much what you're doing with soda.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you remember? I think it was Mary Poppins. Someone says this, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, right? Do you remember that? Do you? You ever watch Mary Poppins?
Yes, I've watched it long, long time ago.
So I think that's because back then their medicine was so nasty. Like back in the day, Mary Poppins day, the medicine was so nasty. So they would literally take a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. Now, if you look at like Dimetapp or any of these cough syrups, the amount of sugar in there is like, is this even worth taking?
Really, I believe it.
This is going to stop my cough, but on the other end, it's going to inflame my body and,
You're gonna get diabetes.
yeah, and you get diabetes from drinking
You won't
cough
have a
syrup.
cough anymore, but
Yeah.
you'll be on
Right.
insulin the rest of your life.
Now you got inflammation throughout your whole body, and I don't know. They could go on for hours about that, but yeah, that's all my point is just whenever you do anything, and that I mean that goes to medicines and cough syrups and all those kinds of elixirs and stuff. Look at the sugar, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed.
Yeah, sugar is pretty much in everything.
It is.
And it's at least obviously not proven, but in my personal opinion, it's been done to have us become more dependent or addicted to these processed foods. And a customer who is coming back for more is a good customer, right? Somebody who needs more and wants more. And is, so I'm sure that we've discussed that multiple times and plenty of other shows in the past. But just in general, just make sure that you're keeping an eye out for sugar content and everything you eat.
Yeah, and check and see what your A1C levels and stuff like when you get your blood test back. I think that it's always fun to kind of run through, just see what those levels are at. See where you fall. Are you near pre-diabetic? Or are you safely below? Just
Right,
kind of numbers.
because now would be the time to change that.
Yeah.
Right, now would be the
Yeah.
time to, if you are pre-diabetic, if they're getting too high, you can make that change, and you can make that adjustment in your lifestyle so that you do not become diabetic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
You're
that's
all
definitely
in
something
our
you can
control.
change. Yeah. I did it with Andy. We got him down.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that was a while. That was like a year ago, right? That was last summer. So we did a
Yeah.
show about that.
Yeah.
I don't remember what number it was, but.
Yeah. And that's kind of like it's a good eye opener, but I just, people who just ignore warning signs and ignore things like you're going to be a pre-diabetic. Like, I don't know how you can't react to that. I don't know how you can't make that change then. But
I
that would
mean,
scare the shit out of me.
absolutely. Absolutely. But that's also, I think action scares more people than the actual problem. Taking action and
Yeah.
becoming uncomfortable, living. One of the contractors just finished our house up. He's diabetic and walk around in a boot, and he's walking around a boot because his foot's like falling off, but like he
Oh,
still
gosh.
drinks, and he still drinks a decent amount. Like he drinks a lot, and he eats like garbage. He's out of shape. Like he's had diabetes for 20 years now, he said, or whatever. But if he just made some changes, and he said, he's like, I just don't care. Like I don't want to stop drinking. I don't want to stop eating. All right, well, at some point you're like 50 and you're gonna lose your foot. Like they're gonna amputate your fucking leg, but like some people are just afraid to actually become uncomfortable and make a change. But hopefully they listen to the show, it'll inspire them to make that change.
And if you are listening to the show and you don't know where to start, or you do want to make a change and you're just overwhelmed maybe by what you found, in your blood test results or at your doctor's, please reach out. We would love to help you get set
Absolutely.
on the right course. I don't care if you're in California or North Carolina, whatever. We can help and we want to help. Just let us know you need help.
Absolutely. That's what we're here to do.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Any
Well,
final thoughts on sugar?
I'm excited about this whole month about our sugar series. So
Absolutely.
everybody listen up. It's good stuff coming. Our experiments are going to be super fun, and I think you're going to enjoy hearing about the results.
Absolutely. And you should stay tuned to our next episode because you and Deb will be going into all the details of the experiment that you guys are going to be starting next week.
Yeah, super
So,
fun.
all right, Kel. Well, thank you for doing this virtually. And
Absolutely, good
take it from your
times.
home. And I guess I will, well, I'll record an outro, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. Are you going to the gym later?
Yeah, I got Vinny and Vilson at 4 o'clock.
All right. I'll probably see you over there. I'm going to pick Andy up around 2:30 for a workout.
Nice. Yeah, I'll probably leave here like 2:30 to go and work out myself. So.
All right, cool. Are you going to drink your new pre-workout?
Yeah, I had the greens this morning. I like them.
You did? I forgot. I had collagen, and then I have pre-workout ready for today.
Yeah, I'm going to do the pre-workout and the whey. I don't know which one I'm going to do.
All right. All right. Well, I hope you don't get the shits.
Right back at you.
Yeah, right. All right. I'll see you later.
Okay. Sounds good. See you later.
All right. Bye.